Amen. You know, over the weekend, I was listening to a couple of the messages on the webpage. It's just, it was cracking me up because I was like flipping through them, and I was like clicking and play a little bit, click and play a little bit, click and play a little bit, and everyone says, "Amen, amen, amen, woo, amen, woo, amen." every single one starts that way. I think it's kind of funny. Oh, but praise God that we're in His house tonight and able to receive His word. Let me ask you a question. And if you know what my Facebook post said, don't say anything. So I think Amber's the only one. Let me ask you, if I say to you, do unto others, what does that mean? What does that mean to you? Ethan, what does that mean? What does it mean to you if I say, do unto others? I'm sorry? What you do to other people? Okay. Aaron? Okay, Beth? Treat other people what? Okay. Yay, y'all got it right. The scripture says in Matthew 7:12, in everything therefore treat people the same way you want them to treat you, for this is the law of the prophets. Okay? Treat them the same way you want them to treat you. That's the key. Okay? If someone says to you that they believe in do unto others, and that's all they say, do unto others, I believe in do unto others, okay, do you know, would you know exactly what they meant? Would you ask them? Okay. And if they misunderstood that scripture, would you have the strength to correct them? Okay. The reason I say this is the company that I work for in my secular job, that is part of company policy. That is part of their mission statement. I work for a Christian company. You guys all know that. But that is part of their mission statement, is to do unto others. Okay? I work with people that are very inconsiderate of others. They're focused solely on themselves. They are focused solely on themselves. They justify wrongs. They justify their own actions by other people's. Well, I had someone say this to me the other day. Because my point is really, this is a new year. And you all know how I feel. You all know how, you've heard me preach, that my desire and my hope this year especially is to draw closer, to do a better job for God, to be a better person. That God has changed me a lot. And recently I have seen areas of my life that in a blink of an eye I go back to. And I don't want to do that. Now, fortunately, it's like a flash, okay? It's like it's situational. It's not something that is permanent or has been with me very long. It's just like situational. And then, you know, so I'm able to, but I'm still able to see where a problem area. And I don't want to be that person that I once was. So my goal is to be a better person and continue to strive to be a better person. So my comment to my supervisor was, really, can we stop this? This is a new year. How about actually doing what our company policy says and do unto others? One of my coworkers said, I believe in do unto others. And I didn't ask her to elaborate. But I don't think that I needed to, because I do believe I knew what her answer was. And that's the reason for tonight's message. I want us to be strengthened in the word. We have to have a good, solid foundation. a rock that, our cornerstone is Christ. He's our rock. We stand upon that rock. You have to know the word. You have to be able to point people in the right direction. Now, in my life, people have always been attracted to me. Male or female, doesn't matter. Sexually, physically, doesn't matter the reason. They're attracted to me. Now, with where my life is, I can say that it's not me that they're attracted to, but the light of God that's within me. Amen. There's that attraction. It's like a moth to the flame. You know, bugs that draw to the light. Same type of thing. Not that all these people are bugs, mind you, but that's what has what happens in my life. And I want to make sure that I'm reflecting the light of God that's within me. I want to be a better person. I don't want to go back to my old ways. God's changed me too much. I don't even want to dare try to go back there because, you know, I was not that evil of a person, but I'm certainly not the person that I am now. I wasn't back then the person I am now. So here's a new year. How about let's step it up? How about let's start being more considerate of other people, even in the secular world? What about at school, Ethan? Are you considerate of other people? Good. It's important. You know, like I mentioned on Sunday, Saturday, I went to the theater to watch a Christian movie. Everybody there was Christians. I was completely amazed at the amount of people that were cutting in line and trying to get to the front. And the scripture that kept going through my head repetitively was the scripture that talks about he who is least shall be first. And when you go in before a banquet, don't sit at the first position at the head table. Because if, you know what I mean? Do you know the scriptures I'm talking about? I can't quote them exactly. But that's the premise that ran through my head. You know, you can be confident. You can know that you're a good person. You can know that you're a beautiful woman or a handsome man. If looks are your thing. You can be confident in the word, in yourself, in your abilities, in the job performance that you do. There's nothing wrong with all those things. Where wrong comes in is who do you give the credit to? Amen. Is it vanity or are you humble? Do you realize that you, without God, you are nothing? That these things are given to you by God's grace. And it's because of what the abilities he gives you that you are who you are. That's what makes the difference. But when people don't understand what it means to do unto others, it makes me cringe. Because a lot of people justify their mischievousness, the way they treat others poorly, being inconsiderate, being negative, being a backstabber, all those types of negative things. A lot of people in this world will justify the fact that they do that because the person that they're saying or doing those things to does it as well. Okay? That's where I'm going with this. So in our efforts to draw closer to the Lord, our desires should be to be more like him. Plain and simple. To have understanding, to be led in his word, and to be guided by his hand. It's important that we have that firm understanding of what this scripture specifically truly means, what it means. Most people will say, do unto others means that you should treat people the way they treat you. That is what 9 times out of 10 people you ask, that's what they're going to say. That it's okay to treat people the way they treat you because do unto others. Well, hello. That scripture is not do unto others. It's not 3 words. There's more to that scripture than that. In King James, the way it reads is, Well, the do unto others isn't even that written that way. In King James, it reads, therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law of the prophets. So it's worded a little differently. And maybe that's part of the problem, that people take that scripture, they add their own words and don't really quote it correctly. The first version I read to you is NASB, and I've been trying to read more NASB scriptures in that context just to kind of bring it down a notch so that we could have a greater understanding and be able to learn these things a little better. Treat people the way you want them to treat you. Treat people the way. That would be the do unto others. Treat people the way. Or treat, you know. But it's the way you want them to treat you. The way you want them to treat you. Not treat them the way they treat you. It's the way you want them to treat you. It's a big difference. But people don't see that. They will justify their meanness because somebody else is mean to them. Well, do unto others. They treat me mean, they treat me bad, I'm going to treat them bad. No. That's not what Christ tells us. It's not correct to say do unto others means that you should treat the people the way they treat you. That's incorrect. It is most certainly not correct to say that. The word says to treat others the way you want them to treat you, not to treat them the way they treat you. And there's a big difference there. It sounds a lot alike. But when you stop and think about it, it isn't. There's a very, very big difference. This scripture has also been quoted as, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's the most common form of it, I believe, is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Not do unto others as they do to you. They're leaving a few words out. A few important words. And that's part of the problem. As you would have them do unto you, not as they do to you. Do you see what I'm saying? You see my point? So many times I hear of people using this scripture in the wrong way. They use it to justify how they treat others. Communication is a big key. Well, didn't tell her because she didn't tell me. Why should I have to tell her something if she don't tell me anything? Break the chain, people. It's a cycle. You have to be willing to step out of the box. Don't go against the norm. How about being a little more considerate? Doing what the word actually tells us to do. That's what we are trying to do. I don't know about you guys. Let me speak for myself. That's what I'm trying to do, is be a better person. Be the person God tells me I'm supposed to be. Well, if I'm justifying my wrong actions based on somebody else's wrong actions, that's not leading me closer to the Lord. That's leading me away from God. And that's not the direction I want to go. People say that it's okay to wrong a person that wronged you. Well, she did it first. Okay, enough of that scripture. What about the other scriptures? What about other scriptures that Christ gives us? Those that tell us to be more like Christ? Or how about this? The one that tells us to turn the other cheek. 1 John 2:6 says, the one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked. The one who says he abides in him ought to walk the same manner as he walked. So if you say that you abide in Christ, you ought to walk in the same manner that Christ walked, is what this verse is telling us. It's telling us that we are supposed to be more like Christ. Matthew 5:39 says, "But I say unto you, do not resist an evil person, but whosoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other to him also." Does that... I'm sorry. Let me read that again. "Whosoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also." I don't see that it says whosoever slaps you on the right cheek, slap them on their right cheek. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that. And let's not forget the one that tells us about vengeance. The scripture that tells us about revenge, which is Romans 12:17-21. "Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men, if possible. So far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord.' But if your enemy is hungry, feed him, and if he is thirsty, give him drink, for in doing so you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not overcome evil with evil, but overcome evil with good." The scripture that has kept me, that kept me going for 3 years when it came to my ex-husband. Well, it took me about six months to reach that scripture, because I was studying daily. And then once I reached that scripture, it stuck with me for the next 2.5 years. Fall of 08 to spring of 10. Nine. So, well, another 6 months, I'd say. But even still, to this day, it still sticks with me. Do not overcome evil with evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12:21. That's one that I can quote, book, chapter, and verse. It's this scripture that tells us two wrongs don't make it right. Two wrongs do not make it right. You cannot justify your actions by someone else's. You're only responsible for yourself. You're the one that has to stand before the Lord in judgment and account for everything that you've done. All the wrongs. All the ways you disobey the word of God. Consciously, remember, okay? Because until you know it is a sin, to you it's not a sin. But once it's been pointed out to you and you read it in scripture that it's a sin, if you continue to do it, like this. If I would have continued to overcome evil with evil, which is impossible to do, mind you, all it does is make you raise your voice. It doesn't make you get anywhere. You both just are arguing and screaming and yelling and being hateful to each other. It doesn't really get you anywhere. But if you continue to do that when you know that it's a sin, the word tells us that after a while, there is no forgiveness for that. The desire is to fix what's wrong in your life. You draw close to the Lord and you study scripture and you learn these things. And as God brings this to your heart and to your mind, there's a purpose for it. It's to show you that what you're doing is wrong, which means you're supposed to fix it. You're supposed to stop doing what's wrong. You're supposed to rely on the Lord and draw close to him. Be more like him. That's why God brings us in these things into our lives. That's why he brings people into our lives. That's why he brings situations unto our hearts. These different things that we can all learn something from it. And a lot of times it's to make us be a better person. There's a specific reason for all these things. And if you don't understand the scripture, you need to study them. You need to be able to be reproved and have that proof and talk to the person that you need to talk to be able to gain that understanding. The word tells us that we're supposed to have eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to understand. But if you don't have that, there's things in scripture that you will not understand. And that's because of the way Christ worded everything in parables. But when you have those things, the eyes to see, the ears to hear, the heart to understand, God leads in your heart and draws you closer unto him. And you learn these scriptures and you gather that information and you're drawn closer to the Lord by the Spirit, made to be a better person, made to be a better child, so that you can help others. So that when it comes, when somebody comes to you and says, I believe, do unto others, you can say, well, what do you mean? Does that mean that you think that it's okay to treat somebody else bad that treats you bad? And if they say, yeah, you can say, well, you know, really, that's not what that scripture says. Or that's not really, that's not what it means. It means that you're supposed to treat people the way you want to be treated. And if that means being the bigger person, being a better person, that's what you're supposed to do. That's what Christ did. They were mean and hateful to him. They wanted to kill him. They did the same to Paul. You know, Paul was the same way. Look at how many times he was tortured. Did he ever just pull out his gun and shoot somebody? No, he took it to better the kingdom, to draw people closer to the Lord. And that's what you're supposed to do. You have to have understanding in all these things. You have to realize that when someone wrongs you, it's not right to take that revenge. It's not right to take that vengeance. God's supposed to handle that for you. God is supposed to fight those battles for you. You're supposed to lead and guide in love. And it's hard. Because as humans, we want to stand up for ourselves. We live in an instant society. You pull up to a drive-thru window. I did tonight before I left work. What do I want for dinner? Went to Arby's, got me a sandwich. Was in and out of there in less than 2 minutes. We're an instant society. People have credit cards. They buy what they want. Do people save anymore for big purchases? Most don't. That's what we're used to. We want instant gratification. We don't want to wait. We don't want to wait for the wrath of God to come down on that person that did us wrong. And a lot of people get enjoyment of seeing people hurt. Sad to say, but it's true. God's supposed to take care of all those things. And I don't know about you guys, but I know that what God can do to somebody is far worse than what I can do. I could go to jail for the worst that I could do. Right? God can do far worse. God knows what's in that person's heart. God knows where they're going to spend eternity. So for that reason, you pray for people that come against you. Display, not that you're weak, because a lot of people mistake humility for weakness. Being humble is not weak. Being humble is knowing where and how to give credit where credit is due. I can do nothing without Christ. Nothing. That keeps me humble. That doesn't mean that I'm weak, because I trust in him. But a lot of people do see humility, or being humble, as weakness. And it's not. It's just giving credit where credit's due. You give credit to God for all the things in your life. And you trust in him to take care of your enemies, because he will. We're called to reflect. We're called to treat people the way we want to be treated, and to set that example to others. And when someone says, I believe in doing to others, but yet they justify their actions by someone else's, you know as well as I do that's not right. We're supposed to do a better job. We're supposed to do things differently. We're supposed to rely on the Lord for all those things that he that and all those people that come against us. But so many people use this scripture, Matthew 7:12, to their advantage. They misquote it, they misunderstand it, and they misapply it. the application is wrong. And most of the time, it's not because they mean well. It's because they're trying to justify what they're doing. If someone uses this scripture in the wrong way in my presence, my comeback to them usually is, two wrongs don't make it right. Do not overcome evil with evil, but overcome evil with good. Make sure that you are understanding the scriptures the way the Lord intends. And that he is with you, watching over you, and you are walking a solid walk with him. Because that's what we're called to do. And hopefully you will join me, bless you, in my quest for this year to be a better child to the Lord and to be a better person. Amen. That's the word for tonight. Does anybody have anything to add or any questions? All righty. If all hearts and minds are clear, we can stand for a dismissal.